I'd like to welcome everyone out to the Heatherridge Sixth Ward Sacrament Meeting. I'm Bishop Roberts. I'm getting used to, just barely getting used to saying that. But I'd like to welcome everyone out, and especially those who are visiting. Also, I'd just like to thank the Melchizedek Priesthood who's doing the snow in the morning. We really appreciate that. That's great. One announcement, there is the Family History Fair, which will be on March 17th. It'll be held at the Linden Stakes Center, and the address is actually in the bulletin. We encourage you to attend that. The opening hymn is 228, You Can Make the Pathway Bright. I need to acknowledge President Anderson on the stand today. And the invocation will be given by Jacob Packard.
Our dear Father in heaven, we thank thee so much that we're able to gather here today and be able to gather safely and in this warm building. We're grateful for the precipitation we have, and we pray that we can be safe while we have it and that we can use it well. We also pray that the Spirit will be in this meeting, that we can each feel it and each learn something and take that into our daily lives, but also specifically into our families and into our homes. And we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We have a few items of ward business. We have released the following individual: Eric Thomas, Priesthood and Quorum Advisor. We propose that he be given a vote of thanks for his service. All those who wish to express their appreciation may do so by the uplift of the hand. We have called the following individual. Please stand as your name is read. Chris Beckstead, Priest Quorum Advisor. We propose that he be sustained. Those in favor may manifest it by the uplifted hand. Any opposed by the same sign. We also, Isaac. So Isaac has been interviewed, we propose that Isaac Buman be ordained a priest in the Aaronic priesthood. Those who in favor may manifest by uplifted hand. Any opposed by the same sign. Congratulations. Thanks. I'd like to thank the Aaronic priesthood for their reverent manner. They the blessed and passed the sacrament. I have a testimony of our Savior Jesus Christ and his atoning sacrifice. And without him, we would not be able to return to our Heavenly Father. And he is the head of this church. And I have a strong testimony of a living prophet and the apostles and the priesthood keys that exist. I also have a great love and testimony of the Book of Mormon. As I moved into this calling, as I mentioned last week, it was quite humbling. But the one thing that I gained great comfort from was reading the Book of Mormon. The words within the Book of Mormon, the teachings, to me, help guide and inspire me to do better and to understand the full purpose of the gospel and why we're here. I have a great love for my family and my wife, Dana, who's a great support to me in all that we do and all that I do in my callings and as a father. She's been such a great blessing. I appreciate everyone that I work with in the ward and all that you each do to help us grow and to develop and strengthen our testimony. As I mentioned last week, I was finishing up the third Nephi and then into fourth Nephi and now into Mormon. And it's, you know, as you look at, especially that period of time, those 200 years of prosperity, it was a period of time where everyone was really selfless and giving to one another, and the great blessings of the Lord poured out on those people. And again, what I hope as a ward, we continue to think about each other and how we can help support everyone in their needs as we move forward. We all have our own challenges, but the strength of our ward family can really help as we deal with the issues or our challenges. Again, I'm thankful for the gospel and what it brings to my life. It brings hope, and it brings joy. And again, I hope to do my very best in this new calling and supporting each of you. And I do this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We're going to deviate a little bit. We're going to have Brother Holland, Dave Holland, and Brother Tom Crabb bear their testimonies. And then after Brother Crabb's done, we'll open that up to the congregation. We'd like to finish by 5 after the hour. Thanks.
Well, it didn't take long before they had me do the one thing that I dislike most of this calling, and I'm here in front of all of you. That's okay. I used to consider President Anderson a friend, but I have been in the ward. My family, we've been in this ward for, I think, over 20 years now, so quite some time. For a very, very long time. And the new bishopric, Bishop Roberts, especially reminds me that I'm the closest they have to a relic. So I know a lot of the older faces. There are a lot of the newer faces I don't know. And I am now old enough that I don't always remember the names of the older faces or the newer faces. So if you see me in the store or anywhere else, I want you to remember two things. First off, I'm horrible at remembering names. So please, just continue to reintroduce yourself, and don't take it personally. And secondly, I can't see past about the fourth row without my glasses. So I either have to start wearing glasses, or if you're in the distance in the grocery store and you wave at me, I generally wave back, but I might not know who you are. I want you to know that about me right now so that I don't accidentally offend any of you in any way. I would like to bear my testimony. It comes down to some simple concepts. I have a testimony that we have a Heavenly Father that knows each and every one of us and loves each and every one of us. I have a testimony that Jesus Christ is our Savior and Redeemer, and I'm grateful for what He has done for all of us. I have a testimony that we are led by a living prophet, and in such a crazy world that we live in, it is wonderful to be able to turn to the prophet and know that if we follow the counsel of the prophets, we will be okay. I have a testimony of the Book of Mormon, that it is the Word of God, that it adds to the Scriptures and gives us great understanding. I also testify that if we follow the guidance of the brethren and we read that daily, we will be blessed beyond measure. And I have a testimony of our Savior's love for each and all of us. that he knows us, that we go through struggles, and yet he will give us comfort. And this I bear testimony of in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. I'm thankful for the opportunity to bear my testimony to you today. I know most of you, I haven't been in the Word quite as long as Dave has, not quite 20 years, only 14 years, but I feel like I don't know a lot of people. About the last 7 or 8 years, I've been serving either at BYU or in the stake and other callings, so I'm looking forward to serving here in the ward and getting to know more of you better, and I'm very excited to work in this bishopric and work with Bishop Roberts. I know he's been called of God. I have a testimony of the priesthood keys. That's something that we learn quite a bit about on the High Council. I know President Montague taught that a lot about stay close to the keys, listen to the keys. And I have a testimony that President Evans is the one that holds the keys for our stake, and he and the stake presidency deliberated and called Bishop Roberts based on what the Lord wants for us right now. I'm thankful for the opportunity I've had to serve with many, many great people. I've learned a lot, and it's changed my life in many, many ways. I'm thankful for the things I've learned serving the High Council over the last few years. President Evans has challenged us. One of the things that changed my thinking a lot on the Book of Mormon was he challenged us to read the Book of Mormon in big chunks, not just read it each day, which we do as a family, but if you get a chance, read it in big, long chunks. And so one thing I do is I listen to the Book of Mormon while I'm out doing yard work. And our yard's big enough that you can listen to quite a bit of the Book of Mormon while you're doing yard work. So I think last year I got through the whole book 3 or 4 times. And it does make a big difference listening to it. It's increased my testimony of the Book of Mormon a lot. It really does speak to our times today. And as you read it in bigger chunks, it has different meaning. You hear that, you understand the stories better, you understand more context. And I've really felt the spirit of the book and can testify that it truly is a book for our day, and something that we should read, and it'll change our lives. I have a testimony of our Savior and how he loves every one of us, and he's here to help us in any way he can. He's here to help us be better people. We can leverage the atonement to overcome some of our problems and move forward, and he's very cognizant of what we need, and we can leverage him not only in spiritual matters, but physical matters, other things. He took on a lot of burdens, and so we need to leverage that in our lives as best we can, and I have a strong testimony of that. I know that this gospel is true, and I'm thankful to be a member. It truly has changed my life and given it direction. I'm thankful for my family, for their support, particularly for my wife, Karen. I love them all, and they help me serve. I'm thankful for everything, and I commit that I'll do my best, and I say things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hi, I'm Kim Johnson. If some of you don't know, I haven't been in a long, long time, but I still believe, and I am still a member, an active member at home and in my life. So I'm Jim Johnson's wife, and he sits up here and takes the role over the attendance. And I haven't been here. I've had cancer. I've had breast cancer. And I was diagnosed about, let's see, it was like January 15th last year. And please excuse me if I, some of the treatments make me like grasp for words or say funny things. Like I was in Walmart and the guy was putting my things in the basket, and I was chatting with him, and so when I went to go, I said, "Oh, thanks for putting my stuff in the garbage can." So I say funny things that I don't mean to. Anyway, so yeah, I wrote notes. Let's see. Okay, so I've had a lot of challenges in the last couple of years. My son was in a hit-and-run accident. It's probably been, I don't know. Anyway, he was in this hit-and-run accident, and he was on his longboard and in Bakersfield, and He ended up with a brain hematoma, and he had emergency brain surgery, and it left him with plates in his head that bothered him from that moment on. And he lived about 5 years after that, and at 26, he took his own life. And it had been, I mean, he had tried ever since he was 19. He kept trying multiple times. And he'd complained, and we were talking about trying to get him out, but they said, no, you can't do that. And, you know, he just had all kinds of problems. Just, you know, anyway, so that was really difficult. And through these times, you know, I've always kept a testimony and believed in Christ and his redemption powers. And I would like to share a couple of times where I was comforted and, you know, was shown like God's mercy. One time I was like crying really hard after Jake's death, and, you know, and it was probably a year after. And I just said, I just want to see his face. I just want to see him. And I finally pulled myself together, and I went downstairs, and I booted up my computer. And when the computer came up, it had already done an update. And a picture of his face was on the computer, and it was a picture that I hadn't seen in a long, long time. And it was him sitting across the table at a booth, and he was smiling, his big blue eyes were looking at me, and I just stared because I didn't know where it'd come from, and I just left it as the computer setting. You know, I didn't even really know how to change it. And I sat there like 45 minutes afraid to touch anything because I thought it would go away. And it didn't. So it remained on the computer. And, you know, I didn't even bother to go look. I take thousands and thousands of pictures. I'm kind of a computer geek. The kids took pictures of me taking pictures because they thought it was so funny. Anyway, so on my phone, the same thing happened. It did an update. I had the regular, you know, whatever, Galaxy picture or whatever it was. And when the phone rebooted, it came up with a different picture. And this picture was Jake and I sitting outside of his place where he stayed. And we were just sitting on a couch outside, and I had taken a selfie. And it was just, it was shortly before he died, and it was just a peaceful Indian summer day. And it was like the best time and one of the last times I'd seen him before he actually succeeded in taking his life. And I know everybody always wants to know, oh, how did he take his life? Well, I'll just tell you, because I'm always curious. He suffocated himself with a plastic bag. And so let's see. Anyway, yeah, so I guess that's all. But, you know, those kind of things happen. I'll tell you one more, if I'm not boring you to death. So I went to this, it was a psychic, my daughter and I went, and the lady's reading me, you know, and then she says, well, congratulations on the new car, you know. She was supposed to be talking to Jake. And, you know, I go in these things, you know, kind of, let's just see. I don't believe in them really, but I'm curious. So she says, congratulations on the new car. And Emily and I looked at each other like, new car? Are you getting a new car? We're not getting a new car. Nobody's getting a new car. So she says, well, just put it in the back of your head, you know. Well, 3 days later, I drove into Dugway. Usually I took a commuter van, and because it's a long way and it's icy roads, it's like, I don't know, what is 90 miles one way? And I leave at like 4:30 in the morning and it's dark. So, and I'm always tired. So I'm driving to work, and I got on the mountain pass, Johnson Pass, and I fall asleep at the wheel. And of all places, there's like only one place that you could really go off the road and not do anything bad. So that's the one I went off. And I woke up as soon as I heard the gravel, and I'm like, so I'm kind of dazed, and I'm trying to drive and trying to hit the tree right, you know? So anyway, help came right away, and it just worked out perfectly if you want to crash your car on the mountain. And so the car was totaled, and I did get a new car. And Jake was always one to make sure my windshield wipers were perfect, and they weren't. So it's kind of his way of fixing my windshield wipers. Anyway, I really believe in the gospel, and I appreciate everything people have done and done for us, and the times that we've had problems. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Hello, everyone. I'm Max Roberts, and I just want to bear my testimony that I'm super grateful for this gospel. There's been a lot of crazy things, good and bad, happening right now in my life, and I'm just super grateful for the gospel and the atonement of Jesus Christ and the comfort and joy it brings to my life. I don't know where I'd be without it, and I'm super grateful for that knowledge and understanding I've been raised on and learned through the Spirit and through my family, and I'm so grateful that I have the opportunity to share that on my mission and say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Brothers and sisters, it's wonderful to be with you this morning, or is it this afternoon, or whatever it is. It's close to afternoon. But I'm the state missionary, and have an opportunity to visit other wards with your ward. And I've got to admit, brothers and sisters, the gospel of Jesus Christ is so important in our lives. My sweetheart, my companion is in the hospital right now. She's challenged with a stroke. She had a stroke 2 weeks ago. So I'm here to bear testimony that we all go through challenges. We all have our challenges, no matter what we're doing in life. We have challenges and we have troubles and we have difficulties, but we're here to learn. Our Lord's trying to teach us something, and we need to learn, and we need to understand that. There's beautiful times in our lives. My wife, my sweetheart, taught me the gospel. I met her when I was going to school, and she started to teach me the gospel. She taught me how to pray. She taught me the importance of Christ in my life. And then I was baptized, and then we were married, and how thankful I am for her and her example. And that's what you are, your examples, every one of you. In your ward and in your area, your examples to those around you. And we need to be examples. That's what she was in my life, and that's what I'm trying to be. We went on another mission. We went on a mission to South Africa for 2 years, and she was incredible. She was an example to me. She was my companion. She was my example in all things. Jesus is our Savior. There's no doubt in my life. And because of that, we all have a chance. We have much that we can learn here in this life, and we need to learn it. We need to learn what we can do to help others and be examples to each other. You're incredible. This is the strongest mission the church has, the strongest mission in the world. And it's because of you, brothers and sisters. It's because of you. It's because of us. And it's because we're trying and we're doing the best we can. We always can do more, and we can always do better. I work with Brother Jack in your ward, and he's an incredible missionary example. And we go to meetings, and he's always pushing the missionaries. And that's what we need to do. We need to push the missionaries, keep them active. I delivered the Spanish missionaries to your ward this morning, and I felt an impression I need to come here this day. So I'm here because the Lord said you're supposed to be here. So for whatever reason, we need to listen. We need to listen to the Holy Ghost. We need to listen to the directions we receive. I am so thankful to wear this with our Lord and Savior's name on it. This is our second chance, and how humbled I am to be able to have his name on this tag. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, you're incredible. Did I say that? And I mean that. You're incredible to be here this day. It can storm outside, it can rain, it can snow, but you're here because you're an example of the Lord's gospel. And I would encourage you always to be that example and to help those around you and be good examples and show Jack that you're good missionaries as well. He can do it for you. And I say these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who I reverence with all my heart, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Last week was pretty amazing week for me. I've just been hard stuff and for the first time I felt something specifically with the Mormon Church, and I just always never really felt that, and I'm just so grateful for everyone. I just know that there's a God because of all the amazing people that there are. I have all the best friends in the world, and they go through the hardest stuff and the hardest challenges, and I know that. And they still put a smile on their face. I'm just so grateful for everyone here. I don't know how I'd make it through without all of y'all, and I just like to say that God is real, and that he cares about every single one of us. I see his name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Vanessa Colorado, and I want to bear my testimony about this church. I know that the Lord lives, and that he is always looking and watching over us. I went to the supermarket yesterday, and I was just picking some veggies, and I felt that somebody was looking at me, and it was this man. That I have seen him many times during these years. He is a homeless. And I have asked at other grocery store who he was, and the people just told me that he goes there frequently. But he was always sad, and his look was kind of like lost. And I've helped him. But he, yesterday when he was looking at me, he was smiling. And that meant a lot to me because he always looked sad, and I just felt happy to look at him, that he was smiling at me and that he was happy. And I felt peace in my heart. Just, I felt that he was okay yesterday. And that meant a lot to me. And that gave me a confirmation that our Heavenly Father is always looking over us. I know that he lives. I know that Jesus Christ is our Savior. And I love you all. I love the kids that I teach in primary. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good morning. It's not quite noon. I'm Sister Stania Brennan, and I'm happy to be here. I have a happy heart. I am grateful for the blessings that we all enjoy in the gospel. I'm enjoying reading the scriptures. I have lived many, many years, and there were a few years I've always been active in the church, but I wasn't the scripture reader that I should have been. I am just overwhelmed with joy. I have the Book of Mormon Institute that I go to every Tuesday with some of you members, and I'm reading every day to be prepared for the lessons. They're just wonderful. And we're studying the Old Testament in Sunday school, and boy, I was reading it this morning. One thing I have felt all my life, when I study the gospel and when I attend my meetings, when I say my prayers, when I try to follow the teachings of the Lord, I feel happy. And as I kept talking about my age, when I look back on my life and realize so many wonderful experiences and blessings I've had, it's because of the Savior, and it's because of his gospel. And the scriptures are the teachings, experiences, histories of Heavenly Father and his Son, Jesus Christ, and their relationship with us, the children of our Heavenly Father. And in the gospel of Jesus Christ, in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we're taught who we really are, literal children of our Father in heaven. We understand why we're here, where we came from, why we're here, and the best of all is where we are going to return. It's a joyful thing. I'm really getting close to that end. I've had many, many years, and that part is getting closer, and I am so excited because of the teachings of Jesus Christ. He literally is our Savior. If he hadn't come to earth, been the example, gave his life for us, and been resurrected, we would be lost. But because he has done what he said he would do, and I think all of us that are here because we believe the Savior in the preexistence. I know we did. We chose to follow him. And so we're here in his congregation. We're being taught about the Savior, and we're learning to understand how important he is for us forever. And when we follow his plan, we really are happy. We have a lot of challenges. I look at the world today. I look at the United States of America. We are in contention. Contention does not come from God. Contention comes from Satan. And our country, the world, is in contention. But if you're like me, all this is going around the world. But living in my home in Orem, Utah, in a peaceful neighborhood, among people who love Heavenly Father, and we come to church, we love each other, we serve each other, I feel a peace. I feel watched over We have prophets that we know are continually in touch with Heavenly Father and His Son. We're such a blessed people. We're all brothers and sisters on this earth. Our children and our senior couples are going throughout all the world to teach the gospel, which is a gospel of peace and joy. And Heavenly Father wants every one of His sons and daughters to hear this message. He wants us all home. That's the first thing a missionary teaches. We're Heavenly Father's children, and He wants us home. He wants us home safe, and He has the way, and we are so fortunate to have that way. I love you. I'm so grateful for my Father in heaven. I'm so grateful for the Lord Jesus Christ. He truly is our Savior and Redeemer. I'm grateful for my family. I was grateful I was born under the covenant. I married in the temple to a wonderful priesthood man. We had a good life. We've raised a good family. So far, well, all of my children have temple recommends. I'm grateful for that. And my grandchildren either have served missions or getting ready to go, or they're too young. I just feel so blessed. How can I complain? And I'm with you, wonderful brothers and sisters. You've been so good to me and to my family. I'm so grateful. I just pray, Heavenly Father, that my life can be one of example. I would really like to learn to sing the song, "Oh, That I Were an Angel." I love that. The message of an angel of the God, of God's truth. So I know Jesus is the Christ. I know that we're Heavenly Father's children. I know that He wants us home safe. And the family is so important. And we're all brothers and sisters on the earth. We must love and be patient, understanding, forgiving, and joyful. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I love Fast Testimony Meeting. I love the many wonderful testimonies that we get to participate and share, especially when you hear the deep, heartfelt testimony of Sister Brandon and then the sweet, simple testimony of Brother Beckstead. It's just, you know, where else can you get, can you feel that spirit and bolster your own testimonies? I've personally, over the last little bit, had some great experiences. When you think in the gospel and in strengthening my testimony, when you think of the transition the church has just gone through recently with the passing of President Monson and having President Nelson being set apart as the president, prophet, seer of our church, I love changing the gospel because it provides me the opportunity to. Sorry for wandering a bit, but I love Brother Crabb's comments about the keys. I understand the role of the president prophet of the church and look forward to the opportunity when a new prophet is sustained to seek for that testimony myself of who President Nelson is and the keys he holds, but also the leadership and direction that he's going to provide for us in our lives. And then this past week, you know, Bishop Misbach has been, for us, since we've been in the ward, has been our bishop. And I've truly come to love him in the time that, the one-on-one time, Bishop, that we've been able to spend together. But just as the church evolves, our ward evolves. And what a great opportunity for change when we see Bishop Roberts sustained and set apart as the bishop of our ward. And again, to take that opportunity, to follow what the prophet and President Evans have done in being able to seek my own inspiration and guidance of the true, of his calling as our bishop and my opportunity to sustain a new bishop, a new prophet. For me, it's a testimony builder to be able to look up and know that we can all participate in that. That it's not just something unique that happens outside of our control or outside of our bounds, that we truly can gain testimonies of who President Nelson is and who our bishop is. I'm grateful for that. I have a testimony of our Heavenly Father and our Savior. The opportunity we have in to renew our covenants for his atonement and what he did for us. For the Book of Mormon, I'm grateful for my family. I'm giving Sam a hard time back there about, you know, when's he going to come up and share with us his testimony, you know, to bear to us, his family, his ward family, of what his testimony is and the growth that he's going through, because Susan and I see it. We see this great young man growing. We see his testimony as we see all the great young men in our ward and, you know, as they prepare to go on missions. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that opportunity to see the growth, not only among our family, but among others. And again, for the Book of Mormon and the opportunity we have to read it and understand how it can help us in our lives. And for all these things, I'm so grateful. And grateful for Suze and the strength and support that she is in my life. And say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. I want to stand before you and express my joy in Christ. I've used a metaphor in the past to describe what life can be like and comparing it to Peter walking on the water. When Peter was walking on the water toward Christ, Christ invited him to come and said, "Come unto me." And Christ got out of the boat, got out of the boat and started walking toward Christ. And he had fixed his gaze upon Christ, upon his Savior. And as he did so, he was able to walk on the water. But it said in the account that the waves were sore, the wind was blowing, and the waves were around him were great and threatening. And as he took his gaze off of Christ and looked around him, he began to fear, and then he began to sink. And as he cried out, Christ came and extended his hand and lifted him up. But as long as his gaze was fixed on Christ, he could walk on water. And I have thought about this in my own life. As I am focused on Christ, I am not looking at the turbulence around me, or I'm not focused altogether on the problems. I'm not overcome by fear and the problems. I have faith, and I can heed Christ and come unto him. But there have been times when my gaze was not on Christ, and I feared, and I felt overcome. I have never doubted that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. I have never doubted that God exists. But there have been times when I have run short of hope and wondering about the plan of happiness, because there have been times when I didn't feel the evidence of that in my own life. And in those times, Christ reached out to me through sacred friendships. Hands were extended and lifted me out of tempestuous waves and helped me focus again on Jesus Christ, to fix my gaze on Jesus Christ. There are difficulties and there are problems that we face. And these are not trivial things. This is not a Pollyannish kind of thing that we're experiencing in this mortal life. There are difficult things that we all go through in all of our lives. But as we are going through these things, I thank God for sacred friendships. I thank God that I am part of the body of Christ and that people around me in this ward are valiant in their testimonies. You lift me up, my brothers and sisters. I do look forward to fast and testimony meeting, and your testimonies of Christ and your examples of Christ, the testimonies that are born and unborn, people that are here week after week after week when it would be so much easier for them to stay home, and they have every excuse not to come week after week. I am grateful for Sister Brennan and her indefatigable spirit. She is cheerful and a strong countenance. I am grateful for our good Bishop Misbach. I bear testimony that he was called of God, and he was a fine bishop, and I am so grateful for him. And the sacrifice of his wife, Deb, in sustaining him in this calling. I sustain wholeheartedly Bishop Roberts, Brother Crabb, and Brother Holland. I believe they are called of God, and I am thankful for them, and I sustain them. I am grateful for all of you weekly to come and be among you and to be lifted by you and to study the gospel together. I love you. I am grateful to be a part of this little corner of Zion where we are striving to live together in righteousness. Lastly, I want to bear my testimony of priesthood covenants and the power in those covenants. I'm a witness of that in my own life, that God gives us the power we need to bless our families, to sanctify our homes, and to build a place of refuge in this world. They are real, and this is not a small thing. I leave you with my witness of these things and my testimony of the Christ. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I'd like to thank all those who bore their testimony and shared their feelings today. I think we're all lifted by that. We will close with hymn 122, Through Deepening Trials. The benediction will be offered by Sister Karen Cannell. But before we close, President Anderson will have a few comments.
Brothers and sisters, so good to be with you. This is one of those rare situations, occasions when, for me, my heart is pounding and feel a need to bear my testimony to you today. Grateful to be here today for the testimonies that have been born and shared and the strength that it has given me. Grateful to see Kim here today and love Kim. Thankful for her testimony and love her son Jake very much. To me, kind of a theme has run through this meeting, probably more for me than maybe for you. But it began with Bishop Roberts. I'm going to get used to that. I almost said Bishop Misbach as I'm looking back at Bishop Misbach. He'll always be my bishop. Grateful to have Bishop Roberts leading and directing our ward. But as he bore his testimony and spoke, I think, in conclusion of a concept and of a theme, he invited all of us to embrace as a ward. And then subsequently after that, many of the testimonies bore testimony to that invitation, which is to become one. To become a Zion people, to love and to care and to strengthen and to nurture one another. And there's great evidence of that in this ward, of the love that we have one for another and the desire to strengthen the hands that hang down and to lift the hearts that need comforting and compassion. The second theme that kind of ran through this meeting to me was priesthood keys. And we've seen the transition of those in our church, and we've seen the transition of those in our ward. And bear witness to you this day that Bishop Roberts has been called of God. I look forward to the inspiration and insight that he will bring as he invites us to act and to move us closer to becoming disciples of Jesus Christ. I also bear witness of our prophet, President Russell M. Nelson, And if I can conclude with a personal story about him, which I think, again, permeates the theme of this testimony meeting. 54 years ago, my father went through open heart surgery, 27 years old. He had rheumatic fever when he was a young boy, and that went untreated and it damaged the heart valves that he in his heart. I am Stephen John Anderson Jr. I was named after him because I was born several months before this surgery occurred, and they knew it was going to happen for a long time. It was necessary for him to sustain his life, but they also knew that it was also something that would take his life. Very experimental, 54 years ago. He ended up being in the hospital for 3 months. It was in intensive care for most of that time. And on one evening when my mother sat at the intensive care unit with another woman whose husband was also going through a similar situation, the two of them alone, the alarm bells went off and the lights flashed, and there was I think they call it a code blue, and either her husband, my wife, my mother's husband, or her friend's husband was in deep jeopardy, and they both knew that it was one of their husbands. Of course, my mother didn't want it to be hers, and she also didn't want it to be her friend's. On that floor, doing the rounds that night, was a surgeon named Russell Nelson. His patient died that night. It was the husband of my mother's friend. And my mother watched as President Nelson comforted for probably about an hour this wife who had just lost her dear husband. And then to tell you something of the nature of this man that we sustain as a prophet, a seer, and a revelator. Busy, I'm sure. I know he had a large family. I know he had a busy practice. I'm sure he had responsible callings in the church that required a lot of his time. He took another hour and went and visited with my mother, who was not his patient's wife, but understanding what she had just gone through and the trauma that she had experienced, as she wondered over for a period of time whether or not my father had made it through that night. He took time to comfort, to love, and to show compassion on her. What a great example of a prophet to each of us, and an invitation from our new bishop to go and do likewise as we look for those who are hungered, who are thirsty, who may be naked, may be in prison, may be sick, as we look for those who are struggling with overwhelming trials and tribulations in their lives, and we look to be the means of comfort and cheer to them. I pray that we may do so. Pray that we may follow the example of our Savior in all things, who in all things look to comfort and love and care for us, so that we might be able to return home with him to our Father. Is my prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Father, we are so very grateful for the opportunity we had to be here today and to worship thee and to feel of thy spirit and of thy love. And We are so very grateful for the gospel in our lives and for the opportunity we have to be members of thy church. And we ask for a blessing to be on us today, that we may continue to feel thy spirit and to continue to learn from the spirit and to take the lessons that we have gained and carry them throughout this week and to share our testimonies with others as well. And we are so very grateful for the sacrifice of thy son, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.